Are you finding that on the contingent transactions that you're working on, are your the sellers end up selling their house for what they want when there's another purchase on the other end, when they're looking to upgrade, if you will, or downgrade? Are they getting the best value on their home?
On their current home?
Yeah.
Well, a house sale contingency can work for or against you. That's a lot of times you try to get a little more so that you're okay with keeping that contingency on, in the event that buyer two comes along. Because if buyer two comes along, but buyer one can still purchase the house, they have to get it at whatever that price was. We can't ask them now to pay more because buyer two was more. So you really do want a pretty good price. And so therefore, maybe the buyer isn't going to do it now. Maybe they're not going to get into a house. So, maybe they don't want to have a house sale contingency because they don't want to pay more.
And how common is it? I guess this might be a question for you too, Paul. How common is it for somebody to go ahead and execute on that purchase while still retaining their original primary residency? Does that change the transaction at all? Meaning, if I need to still sell my house, they obviously have to get approved with carrying both mortgages, correct?
Right. So there's the type of people you might have, your move-up buyers who are selling their first home to buy a larger home,
correct,
maybe expand their family. If they, on paper, absolutely must sell their home, then it's our approval is contingent upon the sale of their house now.
Mm-hmm.
So until they have it under contract and we have a bona fide settlement date, because guess what? As a mortgage provider, we need to prove that that house is now gone. So we need to show the contract that's under sale. We also need to provide the HUD-1 settlement sheet at the time of closing to give for our new purchase.
Right.
There's no – and if someone's in this position where they have to sell, there's really no way around that.
Yeah, and that contingency we might give them for 30 days, and then reassess another. Because, again, if it's not sold, we can't
move forward. Yep. I think that's important for people to know as well, is that if your house is in the market and you're looking to move – that you need to set realistic goals and time frames of when it's going to execute. And you may be as aggressive as you want to be on finding the home that you want, but until you're realistic about selling your home, it's going to be irrelevant.